Lawmakers in Iraq failed today to agree on a new draft constitution for their country. A new deadline for agreement has now been set for August 22nd. With us from Baghdad is Christopher Albritton. He's a reporter for Time magazine. Christopher, what is the latest? What happened?
The parliament decided to amend the transitional administrative law, which is the interim constitution that the country is operating under, so they could give themselves 7 to 10 more days. They could give the constitutional committee 7 to 10 more days to submit the draft to parliament for approval before passing it on to a referendum in October.
Okay, so they've given themselves another 7 to 10 days. So they've given themselves another 7 to 10 days.
Right, right. They've got to work on the issues of what's called federalism here, which really, you know, talks about the distribution of power between Baghdad and the provinces, particularly the Kurdish area, oil revenue sharing, the status of Kirkuk. All of these are all kind of tied up in the issue of, you know, quote-unquote federalism. And also the role of Islam and how important it will be in legislation and what it means for women's rights. Generally, it doesn't mean good things for women's rights to have a strong role for Islam in the Constitution.
So within Iraq, how big a problem is this that they have not been able to get to a draft of the Constitution by this deadline, and what are the prospects that 10 more days is going to solve this for them?
Well, for the average Iraqi, this doesn't matter at all because to the average Iraqi, the Constitution doesn't matter at all. They're more concerned with security, with jobs, with the lack of power, the lack of water. The Constitution, they look at it as kind of an abstract concept, but they've got much more pressing needs on their mind, and the government headed by Ibrahim al-Jafari is not very popular. It hasn't provided services, it hasn't provided security, it hasn't improved the economy. So I would imagine, because it is too unsafe, I can't really go out and canvass Iraqis here at midnight, that they are probably looking at this and thinking, well, that's just one more thing that they can do right, but they can't come to an agreement on. And I'm sure it's going to do quite a bit underline what little faith they might have had. In terms of problems for the Americans, it's a bigger problem. The Bush administration placed a great deal of its prestige on having this thing on time. They really wanted it August 15th, and a lot of the Iraqis on the Constitutional Committee just could not understand why it was so important to have it done August 15th, and they wanted more time, and now they have it.
Well, what role is the U.S. playing there? Are there Americans on the scene as these negotiations continue? I mean, this is supposed to be an Iraqi discussion.
Yeah, the Americans take great pains to emphasize that it's an Iraqi discussion. They're only on hand for advice. Various NGOs, you know, Western NGOs and international NGOs, such as the UN and others, you know, are on hand to provide legal experts. But the Americans are really that group that's got the oomph to kind of get deals done, to knock heads together. And while they may not be on the scene, you know, they're only a phone call away, and they're very close by, and often they don't even have to really flex their muscles too much. They can generally just have the threat of muscle flexing. One example, back in mid-July, there was a dispute over the makeup of the city council in Kirkuk, the disputed city up in Kurdistan, and the Americans basically said, put Arabs and Turkmen on the board, on the city council, or we're going to take money that is set aside for your province and we'll redistribute it elsewhere. So they're doing a lot of carrot and a lot of stick.
Christopher Albritton, a reporter for Time magazine in Baghdad, where the constitutional discussions have now been put off for another 10 days or so. Christopher, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.